I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stemming from a nearly five-year investigation of former President Donald Trump, a New York grand jury has voted to indict the former president. Although the specific charges are not yet known, Trump has responded to the indictment saying the, quote, political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history, close quote. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Christopher Swift, national security and white-collar defense lawyer at Foley & Lardner in Washington, D.C. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us. I was hoping we were going to talk to another lawyer soon. I'm wondering, first of all, if you believe that the grand jury received more information. You know, they get information behind closed doors. Did they have more evidence? Did they have more information than that which has already been publicly disclosed?
Well, Pat, it's good to speak with you again. Given how high the bar is for bringing criminal charges against anyone, anytime, and given the significant political and media attention that this particular indictment was likely to bring, I think it's reasonable to assume that the grand jury had more evidence than other previous grand juries have considered, but we really won't know what kind of evidence was presented to the grand jury until the indictment is unsealed and we see the supporting evidence that the grand jury considered when it issued its indictment.
He has appeared at most recently at a rally in Waco, Texas, and he was urging his followers to protest in the streets. He is denouncing the indictment today on social media. Can that be construed into possibly becoming an attempt to obstruct justice?
Well, look, anyone who's indicted has a right to mount a vigorous defense and to do so in a way that's consistent with the rule of law and consistent with the rules that the court sets in New York. And as long as the former president proceeds in that manner, he'll be fine. One of the things that concerns me, though, is the extent to which the president, notwithstanding some of the allegations that he's made about others, the way that former President Trump is politicizing his indictment in a way that might lead people to think that the rule of law and the courts don't function independently. That's really the most dangerous thing here in terms of the former president's conduct, is combining these legal issues and political issues in a way that amplify his political agenda and undermine the legal system and legal process.
So let's do this. The complaint is, over and over today, all the news stories that I've read have to do with this being precedent setting, that he is a former president. Even some of the Republican rhetoric that is in defense of Donald Trump, they're talking about how awful this is that you would indict a former president of the United States in this way. If Donald Trump was not successful, if he wasn't the president, if this if he lost in that election, the election in which he is now alleged to have paid this hush money and made the campaign, the violation of campaign finance laws, would this indictment have gone through? Would he have been charged? Would anybody care about it?
Pat, let me sort of reset the discussion here. In the United States, the highest office that anyone can attain is the office of citizen. All of us are equal before the law. So if we do good things, the law stays off our back generally. If we do bad things or dumb things, there are often consequences that come along with it. Bad decisions carry bad consequences. That's something they teach you in law school. It's something you teach your children. So when we're thinking about this whole issue, you know, saying it's precedent setting and it's a former president and a current candidate, and because he's a former president and a current candidate, there should somehow be some different legal rule. There is no different legal rule. We're all equal before the law. The political consequences are precedent setting, and in some ways very disturbing. But insofar as the law is concerned, the law is like the weather. It's like science. all of us deal with it based on the facts and based on the rules. And the president's going to have to deal with the facts and the rules just like anybody else would. He'll have the advantage of being famous and being rich and having really good lawyers. But just like any other citizen, which is, in my opinion, the highest office you can have in the United States, he has to be pay the consequences for his actions if a jury of his peers determine he's guilty.
And that's exactly what the grand jury is. That hasn't determined guilt or innocence. Of course, that is one that simply rendered the indictment. It's been a real pleasure. Go ahead.
One really important thing for your listeners to understand, that a grand jury, in order for the government to haul you into trial, a jury of your peers has to figure out whether it's worth indicting you. Then a separate and different jury, the jury we're used to seeing, on television or in movies, a separate and different jury of your peers, the petite jury, determines whether you're guilty or not. That's a protection on the front end that's designed to benefit any defendant, regardless of who they are, and a protection on the tail end. It's about the community setting and maintaining a standard. The president's going to have to understand what that standard is, and his peers in New York will determine whether he upheld it or not.
It really has been a great pleasure to talk with you, Christopher. Christopher Swift, national security and white-collar defense lawyer at Foley and Lardner in Washington, D.C.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.